Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of Sportsman Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I'm of course Ray Mamo. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Still a little under the weather, but other than that, I'm doing all right. You know, I'm glad to be doing the show with you again on a Saturday evening, and enjoy talking to the ladies and gentlemen who's taking the time to listen to the show right now. Of course, this Sports Urban Legend, and I'm William Ramo, he's Macaulay Matthew, and we're going to talk about the Yankees, in dire straits, down 0-2 against the Indians in the best of five series, but they're going to be at home. We're going to start with that, and, talk a little bit about what's going on in the rest of the league in the playoffs. And also talk about the Hell in the Cell pay-per-view event that's coming on tomorrow night. Should be a good pay-per-view event. We'll give you our thoughts on who's going to win and what should happen. Of course, we're going to also talk about, the Giants and the Jets. Giants are 0-4, trying to salvage a game against the Chargers. You got that battle between Rivers and Eli, two guys who were traded for each other in the draft. And, of course, you got the Jets trying to get a three-game winning streak against the Browns. And then also lastly, you talk about the Rangers, off to 0-2 start. But, of course, most importantly, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to talk about any of these topics and more, and we'd love to hear from you. But without a further ado, let's talk about the Yankees. And I know, Matt, you're a diehard Yankee fan. This is definitely not the way Joe Girardi and the rest of the Yankee squad envisioned their postseason spot, but it's not over yet. Game one, obviously, the Yankees defeated the Twins to advance. After the bullpen had a stellar performance, and it had, which made them advance, I think, the final score 8-4. And then afterwards, in this first round of the playoffs, game one, they lost to the Indians 4-0. They got blanked. And it was the Jay Bruce show. Jay Bruce, he accounted for all four of the runs. Hit his first postseason home run as an Indian. And, of course, the Yankees, going into game two, they had CeCe Sabathia, but they were going against Keuchel, who's one of the best pitchers. So, as baseball fans, we're all expecting a pitching duel on a Friday night. Wrong. It was anything but a pitching duel. CeCe Sabathia, he pitched well. He went 5 1/3. And, of course, Keuchel, shockingly, had his worst start since April, where he gave up 6 runs against the Yankees. So, if you were a Yankee fan, a tired Yankee fan, you could have went to sleep, or anybody, thinking that, the Yankees with their stellar bullpen, they were going to hold on to that 8-3 lead, but, the bullpen didn't have it, and, not to mention a questionable call where Girardi didn't challenge a hit by pitch, which allowed Lindor to hit a grand slam, which brought the Indians to one, trailing 1-8-7. Of course, Jay Bruce, the gift that keeps on giving, thanks to the Mets, you know, trading him away for a minor league reliever. He hit his second home run to tie the game in the eighth. And then in extra innings, Batangas give up the game-winning hit double, which scored Jackson, the former Yankee prospect. And now the Yankees are facing a tough hole, 0-2. But as we all know, Yankees in the past have, you know, in recent history, they've, you know, they haven't fared too well. But, of course, we know in 2001, against the A's, they battled against all the odds. And, you know, they overtook that series and would later lose to the D-backs in the World Series that year. So, Yankees are, you know, historically have bounced back from situations like this. So, from a diehard Yankee fan, what is your thoughts on this series so far?
Well, it's, you know, the first game was, you know, the first game, the Yankees couldn't do anything against Bauer. Bauer just had it brilliantly in that first game, and the Yankees' bats, I guess, were kind of exhausted from the few days, the few nights before when they beat the Twins in that blowout win. But the first game wasn't a shocker to me. But the second game last night, you know, they're up 8-3. You think, oh, man, the Yankees have this in the bag, you know. You get two-run home run from Sanchez. You get an Aaron Hicks three-run home run. You get a Bird home run. I'm thinking this is a great night. And they knock Kluber out of the game, the Indians' best pitcher, who didn't have it yesterday. And you figure, you know, Yankees are going to get this win. Sabathia's pitched great. Bullpen comes in, and the bullpen, which has looked, you know, very good this season, Chad Green just didn't have it, you know. And I think Joe Girardi, he didn't review that play where the hitter got hit and was rewarded with first base, and that loaded the bases, and then Lindor comes up and hits the grand slam off of Green, and the Indians made it an 8-7 game at that point. Then later on, Bruce hits a home run off of who it was, Robertson, to tie the game. But you know, I thought not Joe Girardi not reviewing that it's Batman call, that you know that batter who was hit, I thought that was a major. That proved to be, you know, a detrimental to Yankees losing that game last night. And, you know, the bullpen just didn't come up big like they have all this season for us. And it's a crushing loss, especially when you're on the verge of getting a win on the road against a great team like the Indians. And we're down 0-2 now, so now we got to come back. You know, hopefully win these next two games at Yankee Stadiums. You know, the good thing going for us is, you know, we hit really well at Yankee Stadium. You know, we had the best home record in the American League at home this year. So hopefully, you know, we could do the job, send this series back to Cleveland, tie 2-2, and you see where it goes from there. You know, we're underdogs already coming into the series, so. You know, why not? Why not, you know, shock the world by beating the Indians and upsetting them and coming back from 0-2? You know, it could happen. We've done it before, like you said, in 2001. So you never know.
You're absolutely right. You know, Yankees have issues on the side. You know, they definitely bounce back. And yes, as you pointed out, incorrectly, said Kutchel instead of Kluber. As you all know, Kutchel is on the Astros, which are leading the Sox 2-0. And of course, I mistaked his name for Kluber. I was thinking Kluber. You know, apologize for that little mistake. But yeah, he's Yankees have history on their side, but you know, they got to win this game. It's obviously do or die.
Like, and another thing, another thing, sorry to interrupt you, but, you know, I thought Girardi took out Sabathia too early. Sabathia only has 77 pitches before he took him out. I mean, Sabathia couldn't pitch another two innings, probably. You know, he looked great. And Girardi took him out. I mean, I don't get why Girardi was so, managing so, conservatively like that, you know?
Yeah. His excuses for the game, for him, you know, take him out is because he said that he had a formula and it's worked all year of him taking him out and going to the bullpen early.
That's BS.
Which I understand what his thinking is, his thought process, but this is the postseason. What are you saving him for? You know what I'm saying? This is the postseason. You need this game. Game two was a must win. I mean, obviously, game one is a must win as well. Every game is a must win. But now, you know, the Yankees are down 0-2. They've got to be perfect. You know, they got to take each game one game at a time, and force a game five in Cleveland. So, you know, that's what they got to do.
Yeah, I thought Girardi blew that game.
Oh yeah, and another thing about him not, you know, going to the pitcher. I mean, you know, talking to the challenging that call. His excuse was that he didn't want to get his pitcher out of a rhythm, which, you know, again, to me didn't make sense. I mean, obviously he's a catcher. You know, he's a former major league catcher. He knows more about the game of baseball than I will ever will. You know, I'm a diehard, you know, baseball fan, but to me, it didn't make sense, you know, because that took all the momentum out of it. I think he took the Indians lightly in that moment, you know, because of that huge lead, which like 94% of the time with a lead like that, you know, you're going to go away with a W. But, you know, the Indians have a fighting spirit, man, just like the Yankees do, but the Indians have been game one. The Indians had manhandled them. Game two, you know, Yankees had that lead, but the bullpen shockingly gave it up, and now they just got to bounce back.
Yeah, it's we have tomorrow. Tomorrow, I think we have Tanaka going on the mound. Tanaka pitches much better at home than he does on the road. So hopefully, you know, we could get Tanaka to win tomorrow, and then after that, it could be Severino coming back and pitching on Monday night. I don't think Severino will have another bad game like he did in the wild card game. I think he'll come back with vengeance. So Yankees have a chance to, you know, tie this up and make it a series again. You know, these guys, you know, they're young, they're fiery, you know, they have a lot of energy in them. They're not gonna quit.
Yeah, they definitely gonna have. They're definitely have to. As awesome and promising as the regular season was, you know, it's gonna be a disappointment. You know, Indians are the favorites, being the reigning defending, you know, ALCS champions from last year. But you know, the Yankees, like, they're an up and coming team. You know,
no one expected us to be here.
Yeah. Up until the surgence of obviously Judge and Gabby Sanchez living up to their potential. I mean, you said Judge slightly exceeded it. Everybody knew Judge was going to be great, but damn, like 50 plus home runs, man.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, even if we lose tomorrow, I mean, yeah, of course it's going to be disappointing that we didn't win, but this season was still a success. You know, we're supposed to be like a year or 2 years behind. I mean, making it to the ALDS, that's like a major accomplishment, you know, especially with so many young guys. You know, it's like definitely, you know, we're ahead of schedule, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about that. and you know, shifting gears to Hell in the Cell, the pay-per-view event. WWE is going to need to get back from the No Way Out one, and I think they got it. You know, let's lead off with the kickoff show. You got Chad Gable versus Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin versus the Hype Bros. I'm picking Gable and Benjamin to defeat the Hype Bros, and the Hype Bros are gonna implode unless they both turn heel, which I think that should be the case, because slinging up the Hype Bros doesn't make sense to me right now. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's gonna be the Hype Bros. I think they're gonna win it. I'm going with them.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna stick together. I think they win this one.
Do you think they'll turn heel? Or do you think they'll stay good?
I think they'll stay good guys. Yeah, but I think they'll eventually maybe be front runners in the tag team division. You know, so yeah. I'm going with them to win this.
Cool. What about Dolph Ziggler versus Bobby Roode?
I'm going with Dolph Ziggler.
I think Bobby Roode will win. If Dolph Ziggler wins, I mean, you know, it would show that they're, you know, they are serious about pushing him, you know, again. Because he's a former two-time champion. But Bobby Roode, man, he's been on a roll ever since he joined NXT, being a former NXT champion and, you know, defeating everybody in sight, basically.
Yeah.
You know, obviously former TNA champion. And, I think Bobby will win, you know. We'll see what happens. And we'll see what entrance Dolph Ziggler will come out with. Or maybe he'll just trick everybody and come out with his original entrance. Next, you got Randy Orton versus Rusev. I'd like to pick Rusev to win because it makes more sense to build up Rusev. I mean, Randy Orton, you know, he's already established, kind of similar to the Orton-Wyatt feud leading up to WrestleMania and into the House of Horror match. I would love to see Rusev win, but I think Randy Orton's going to win due to WWE booking. So, yeah, I think Orton will win. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm going Randy Orton as well. Yeah, I don't see him losing this match.
Mm-hmm. And apparently he's tired of being a good guy. He wants to be a heel again.
Yeah. Well, he's been going back and forth a lot. He's a good guy here. Bad guy, good guy, bad guy. I mean, he goes back and forth more than any other wrestler between heel and a face.
Big Show.
Yeah.
Both those guys look like their careers are over. Kane is a politician right now, and Big Show had that surgery after Braun Strowman put him through the steel cage a few weeks ago. But back to SmackDown, the Women's Championship, Natalya versus Charlotte. I think Natalya will win, but Carmella might cash in.
That's a tough one. I could see Charlotte regaining the title. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too. It's been a few months, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Before the fake-up, but yeah. But yeah, I think Charlotte will win, and with the possibility of Carmella cashing in, I'm not sure. But then again, I think Carmella would most likely be successfully cashing in on Natalya.
Yeah.
And
Charlotte.
So I think Charlotte will win, but if Carmella cashes it in, it'll be Natalya who will retain the title.
I see.
So. As of right now, I'll say that Charlotte will win, but if Charlotte loses to Natalya, then what's her name? Carmella will cash in on Natalya instead.
Yeah, I can see that.
Then you got the SmackDown Tag Team Championship inside of Hell in a Cell. You got the Nude versus Usos, you know. And this is gonna be one of the matches of the night right here. You know, they got a heated rivalry. And this is probably like the top three best matches of the night. With the Ziggler, Rude, and then of course Kevin Shane, and also AJ Styles as well. So yeah, definitely in the top four of matches. I think New Day will retain. What about you?
This is tough. I think New Day will find a way to win this one as well. I'm gonna go with New Day.
They got the numbers, you know, even though it's a 2-on-2 match, but there's anything goes inside Hell in a Cell. Unless they get a new ally that we don't know about.
Yeah.
That'd be the only way I could see Usos evening up the odds and defeating New Day.
Which is a possibility, but no, I don't see that. I think New Day is going to retain it.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Then you got the United States Championship, AJ Styles versus Baron Corbin. On paper, AJ should whoop Baron Corbin behind. No contest, no question. But I think tomorrow is going to be the day that Baron Corbin is up to his the hype that WWE put on this guy. You know, he has apparent heat with the company. I think he'll, just like Enzo Amore, you know, I think they'll come out on top as a champion. And by hook or by crook, they'll hurt the AJ Styles and become the new United States champion. So, yeah, tomorrow's going to be Corbin's night.
You think so?
Well, you think? I think so.
I don't see it.
AJ retain.
I honestly don't see it happening. If it does, it'll definitely be a surprise, but I see AJ Styles retaining that title.
Could be even by interference. Maybe even Kevin Owens, who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
Because now that I think about it, Kevin Owens can't go for the United States title until AJ Styles' title.
Right. But why would Kevin Owens? I don't see Kevin Owens interfering in that match.
They have heat. Never know. It's a Ty Dillinger turn heel and attacks AJ. You know he fought.
I should see AJ giving Baron Corbin an ass whooping. Hello?
Hey, welcome back. Sorry for the technical difficulties, folks. I'll continue on. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, we got Mac back on the line. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? I got disconnected. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, we both got disconnected. But we're both back on the show again. So,
okay, great.
Yeah, unless it's Ty Dillinger turns heel and, helps Baron Corbin, who he basically had he fought with this Tuesday night. I would see AJ Styles winning, you know, if it's just a fair one-on-one matchup. But I think something, you know, Baron Corbin will find some way to cheat to win.
Yeah.
But moving on to the match that should be the most important match of the night, but isn't, in my opinion. I think this match will be average at best, to be honest with you. And unfortunately, I'm talking about the
Jinder Mahal versus Shinsuke Nakamura match, which isn't even inside Hell in the Cell. I mean, this feud has been horrible from the get-go. You know, I think Jinder Mahal will retain the title, and you know he's expected to. It was just announced that he's gonna go on the WWE live tour in India, so it makes all the sense in the world that he's gonna still be the champion when he goes there, because this whole experiment would make no sense for him to lose the title before he goes to the Indian tour. So, you know, for that reason, Jinder Mahal will definitely retain the title, and you know they pushed Shinsuke Nakamura too early. You know, as much as I'd love to see him as champion instead of Jinder, but they're really ruining. Ever since he lost at SummerSlam, they're ruining Nakamura's saleability. You know, as a viable champion.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah, I think Jinder will retain the title yet again.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think he's gonna retain as well. Jinder Mahal's gonna probably have this title until WrestleMania, maybe.
Yeah, and probably lose to Cena. And then that's it. Till then, everybody's gonna be pretenders for the title. Randy Orton was a pretender, even though Randy Orton is a 14-time champion.
Mm-hmm.
But Jinder Mahal, I mean, Randy Orton was a legitimate threat. You know, they had some crazy booking in those matches. But, and to me, the Singh brothers are not really an intimidating hindrance. I think WWE should have made those guys fun more tag team matches and build them up as a legit guys. Apparently,
yeah,
those guys fought in T, but, I mean, in WWE, these guys rarely fight. So, to me, they're just jobbers who are put together with Jinder because you know they all share Indian heritage. That's what you see.
Yeah, I could beat them up.
Yeah, they're not intimidating at all. I mean the heel. I mean he could be less intimidating since he's a heel. You know he's a cowardly heel. When you have Hingeman, it's like Alexa Bliss and Nia Jax, you know. Alexa Bliss could be a cowardly heel, but she got Nia Jax backing her up.
Yeah, that's true.
As the muscle. But it's like all three of them are cowards. So it's like, it doesn't even make any sense to me. But, last but not least, the Hell in a Cell match. Kevin Owens versus Shane McMahon. And, yeah, I think it's a no-brainer. Kevin Owens is going to definitely, win this match for sure. It's going to be an interesting match. You know, you got false count anywhere, which is going to be cool. And Kevin Owens promised to throw him off the cell. So, should be the match of the night.
Who did Shane McMahon come fight again when he came back?
Undertaker, last year's WrestleMania.
No. After that, who did he fight?
AJ Styles at WrestleMania.
AJ Styles, right? And in both matches, he's lost, correct?
Yes, he has.
Now, I can't see Shane McMahon losing for a third time in a row. I think Shane McMahon is going to get revenge for the McMahon family and win this match and beat Kevin Owens. This will be an upset.
I hear you, but Shane winning isn't going to do anything for him. He's not really going to – he's not going to be a full-time wrestler.
Well, yeah, of course not, but it's just going to, like – this is just a, like, a redemption type of thing for Shane McMahon, you know?
Yeah, of course.
For everything that Kevin Owens has did to him and Vince McMahon, you know, I can't see Shane McMahon losing it. I see him I see him defeating Kevin Owens, and Kevin Owens is probably going to throw a fit again.
It's possible, but I think that's what WWE wants us to think, that Shane's going to win, but Kevin Owens is going to come out on top. Even though, obviously, Kevin Owens is the favorite, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think they want us to think Shane can go toe-to-toe with Owens. But in the end, Owens is going to power bomb him all the way to hell and get the victory. But, yeah, one more thing before shifting to NFL quickly. On Raw, The Miz joined forces with Sheamus and Cesaro, and they all, you know, triple teamed and beat up, powerbombed Roman Reigns, which, teased at the end of Raw that the Shield will reunite at the upcoming TLC pay-per-view event where they made their debut 5 years ago, which we both was able to see that match in person at the Barclays Center like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But, that was like the highlight of the night to me, you know, to see that they didn't say any words, but they just looked at each other and, this is the only thing, in my opinion, that could make Roman Reigns a fan favorite again. He hasn't been a fan favorite since leaving the Shield. So this would be a great this would be WWE's best and only opportunity, other than turning him heel, for him to be cheered by the fans.
Reigns? You talking about Roman Reigns?
Yeah.
I don't know. I could see it happening. But does WWE, I don't know if WWE wants to do that. As much as, fans want to see him and see him turn heels, probably never going to happen, you know? So.
No, I agree with you. Yeah. I totally agree with you. I'm just saying, reforming the Shield is the only way, other than Roman Reigns being turned into a heel, is the only two options I could see the fans rooting for Roman Reigns. Yeah, I don't see Roman Reigns turning into a heel right now. I mean, that's long overdue.
Yeah.
You know, but, yeah. You know, we'll see what happened with that pay-per-view event. But shifting to NFL, the Jets, they're going to be battling the Browns, in Cleveland. And the Jets are going to try to, gain ground with the Patriots, because the Patriots won by the final score of 19-14 to the Buccaneers on Thursday night. So, Jets are trying to, shockingly, who would have thought in this season Jets would have been keeping pace with the Patriots, for the division. So, Jets basically, they got to do what they did against what they did last week, and get this W. The same thing they did with the Jaguars, Bilal Powell have a come out party and just rush them, the ground and pound, even though it won't be easy, but they gotta stick with what worked with them last week and, stop the rookie quarterback. I think his name's Kinzer. He was like the number one pick. So, they got to stop that guy. I think he has eight interceptions this year so far. So, they got to blitz that guy. And then they'll come out with the W. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, Jets, they're 2-2, like you said. They're just a half game behind the Patriots, who are 3-2. They're playing an experienced Browns team, that hasn't won. They're 0-4 right now. So, the Browns are bad. The Browns are a bad team. So Jets have to win this game, no question about it. Jets just have to, their defense just has to, generate some turnovers, sack the quarterback, keep their wide receivers, shut down their routes, shut down the running game. and you know they'll be good. You know, the McCown has been good, not great. The wide receiving core has been good. The running backs have been okay, although you know Forte, I don't know, you know, what's his status for the remaining season is up in the air. You know, who knows? Jets might even cut him. You know, maybe. But right now, it looks like Powell and McGuire are the two backs that the Jets can count on right now. But you know, Jets are playing real good. You know, they have a young team. You know, this is a game that they should win. You know, they definitely have to win this game tomorrow. No questions about it.
Yeah, you got that right for sure. They need to keep this momentum going, and then especially after that 23-20 win in extra inning. You know, so they definitely need to, you know, build on that.
Yeah.
And shifting gears with the Giants. You know, they're gonna be hosting the Chargers, and just like you were mentioning with the Browns, you know, your Giants are 0-4, and they're gonna be battling the Chargers. I think Chargers historically is like the only 0-4 team to, you know, overcome that deficit and get the playoffs in the past. So the Giants, you know, they gotta try to salvage the season.
Yeah, I mean, Giants, you know, they have to start winning games, man. Because you know, you're 0-4, you know, and you're 4 weeks into the season. You have 13 more weeks left, so they gotta get it rolling. Because you know, I mean, next thing you know, they're 0-5, 0-6, you know, and the playoffs is non-existent. So. This is a must-win game, you know. Just like last week was a must-win game, they have to win games from here on out to even have a chance to make the playoffs. You know, so they gotta beat the Chargers. You know, Chargers are a good team, even though, you know, they're winless. But they have Phillip Rivers, they have Melvin Gordon, they still have Antonio Gates, Keenan Allen. They have a good team, so you know, this is gonna be a tough test for the Giants tomorrow and. You know, one of these teams is going to get their first win tomorrow. Hopefully it's the Giants. You know, Giants just got to come out because, you know, in the past few games, they've been coming out in the first quarter very slow and sluggish. So they got to come out scoring and, you know, playing good defense. And, you know, don't fall behind early because that's been, you know, the thing that's been going on the last few games. They fall behind and then they have to play catch up. So for this game tomorrow, hopefully they can come out, get the lead, hold on to the lead, and, you know, just that defense has to get going as well. Just, you know, win this game and get their first W.
Who do you think should deserve the blame more, McAdoo or Reese for this season?
Well, I mean, you know, Reese has done everything he could to, like, give us a good team. The Giants have a good team, but they haven't been playing to their potential. You know, so I'd say it falls on McAdoo and the coaching staff.
Yeah.
And there's no reason why this team with so much talent is 0-4. There's no excuse. So it would fall on McAdoo and the coaching staff.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. McAdoo has to prove that he can coach this team, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, Reese got the... You know, got the ring to prove it.
Right.
You know, he is the one that assembled the team. But, you know, I'd have to agree with you. McAdoo, I would say, has a slightly more of a blame in this situation. Lastly, Rangers, they started out. They're off to a bad start right now. Their season started on Thursday night. They lost at home. And then Saturday night they blew a 5-2 lead to the Maple Leafs in Toronto, and now they're 0-2. So, you know, Rangers gotta turn the ship around as well. You know, luckily for them, the season just started.
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen any Rangers games, but you know, it's still early in the season, so I don't think there's a need to panic.
Right. Yeah, Shadow Kirk got his first Ranger goal, you know, for the season. You know, he was a big signing for them. Grew up a Ranger fan. So, you know, hopefully this goal could spark this team and make this team go on a run in the near future. But you got any last words you'd like to say?
Come back or stay tuned to my show iMac in about 15 minutes here on the Block Talk Radio, and come back here, check out Sports Urban Legend every Saturday at 11.
You heard the guy. Check out Sports Urban Legend every Saturday at 11, and check out his show iMac every Sundays at noon, at midnight. Sundays at noon. So he's Macaulay Matthew. I'm William Memo.
Midnight.
And I'll see you guys next week.